Oh, it's all right, Tills. It's all right. It's all right. Do you want to cut around this?
She's too tired from school.
She's too tired.
Oh, Tills. It's okay. Oh, Tilly, you look spriteful as ever. Would you like to know this year's...
Take the R out of that word and that's...
Would you, Tilly, like to know this year's word of the year?
Oh, I think I know it. Wait.
No.
Yeah, I know it.
Do you actually know it?
Yeah.
Tilly, if you were to take a guess, what do you think this year's word of the year is? I heard this, by the way, on a radio station, don't fact check me on this.
If I'm right, it's not as funny as you're making it sound like it's about to be.
No, I'm not like teeing up for a joke.
Okay.
Just saying something, and I think it's stupid and I hate it, but it is this year's word of the year, apparently.
Okay, I think it is.
There's two that it could possibly be.
Okay.
Don't care.
That went hard.
So you could have made a slightly more educated guess than that. Would you like to make your guess?
Is it either, it's a version of this word, it's either manifest or manifestation?
No.
What?
It is not.
That's what I saw.
No, I would have said that may have been last year's.
No, that was this year's. What's this year's word of the year? I'm finding out now.
Well, your Google might say different. So the radio station that I listened to claimed that this year's word of the year is demure.
No.
Hate the fact that it is that word. Does anyone have their own personal preference of word of the year? What word have we all said the most?
Real.
Tilly has been enjoying saying real.
It actually is the word of the year.
Is it?
Yeah.
Big up radio. They're coming in with the facts.
Oh, that is so horrible.
It's horrendous.
I don't understand because it hasn't been around all year. It's been around the past few months.
Apparently in 2004, the word of the year was chav. Which I think is just a bit like...
Sounds about right.
Okay, and then 2008, credit crunch was the word of the year.
I don't know what that means.
What? That's two words.
2006 was bothered with two V's in the middle.
Yeah. I know where that's come from. Catherine.
2011 was squeezed middle.
Damn, that's my birth year.
I wonder what I said the most this year.
2013 was selfie.
Probably bro or bruv.
2014 was vape.
Vape.
2015 apparently was the laughing face emoji.
That's not even.
I don't get where this is coming from. 2016 post-truth, 2017 youthquake, which I hate.
How did I miss that?
2018 toxic. I think I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember 2022 as well, but I'll get to that. 2019 climate emergency, which again just is a bit weird. 2020, no single word ended up being chosen.
Really?
Yeah, that's what it says.
COVID-19.
2021 was vax. VAX.
Vaccination.
2022. Oh, yeah, I forgot. Yeah. Does anyone remember what 2022 was? 2022. It was so funny. It was funnier than this year. Because it was legit. It
the
was
like woe.
The word of the year.
The woe.
No. Moist.
No, it was goblin mode.
Again, that's two words.
And then apparently 2023 was Riz. I'm going to kill myself. I'm actually so over it. Like, what is going on?
Riz was in 2023.
Apparently.
I thought that came in this year.
No, it does make sense, to be fair. I mean, if you think about all like content creators going out and doing that Vox Poppy talking to girls stuff, that was 2023 that really kicked off.
But now Riz has become like a brain rot thing rather than just it being used as a word in a sentence, which... God help us all. That's just not... We're going to... I mean, what was it? Demure. Demure is actually, man, if anything, an upgrade from Riz.
It is, yeah.
So I'm kind of like, I can't really complain about this year.
Still such a bad word.
But like, goblin mode easily wins as my like favourite word of the year, I think.
I've never heard that word before. Those two words.
Goblin mode and chav.
From how you're sitting and looking and... energy giving right now, I feel like you're about to go goblin mode on us at some point.
It's possible, but equally she might just sit there and sort of slowly implode. I don't know what she's gonna do, but we can't wait to find out.
I'm praying it's the second one.
Now we had a topic of conversation for this podcast, but I'm not gonna lie, Tilly just got in from school and I don't know if it's worth bringing it up anymore. because it'll only make you worse. But equally, it's...
Oh my gosh. People will not stop bringing up the ketchup bottle. Can we stop? I hate people that live in the past. Like, genuinely.
Yeah. Do you know what's funny? Though,
like, at first I was like, yeah, haha, it's funny, but like, it's genuinely not funny anymore.
But do you know what, Tills? We also had friends reach out to us and say how brilliant it was. So,
people love the ketchup bowl. You were the best ketchup bowl in the country, I think.
Yeah.
Possibly the only as well.
You won the award for best ketchup bowl ever.
And Tills, that, I'm afraid, is a digital footprint that will last forever.
No. Don't tell her that. Fucking idiot.
Everything's on the internet, isn't it? It might get
tears.
It's
fine, Tills. It'll go away. It'll go away.
Did you say we might get tears?
No.
You might get hair ripped out.
Yours or mine?
Both.
Oh, cool. Cool.
Well, speaking of tears, we lost Curly recently. Just to segue that really naturally. But like, we wanted to talk about it because... Obviously, if it was just like a pet of ours that just sort of existed. I mean, even like our dogs, like we've got two dogs, Pippa and Freddy, and we had two cats, Curly and Pingu. Now, bizarrely, for whatever reason, Curly was almost like the fifth sibling, like as in the human wise.
Yeah.
Like he just wasn't like the other pets. He kind of blended into the actual. I mean, obviously, all pets blend into a family in some way or another, but he was like completely different. I mean,
he didn't even have the least brain cells of all of us as well.
I think the same thing with Pippa. Personally, I've always thought of her like my sister.
Fair enough.
Which is weird, but
Pip's more like a mother.
But you grew up with Pip as well, and yeah, exactly. I see Pip as like a mother Pippa, like yeah. Sort of like she Mother knows. Teresa. Like,
I would put Freddy as a sibling first. The amount I sort of. Rough him around kind of thing. I am very nice to Freddy.
But you can, like big dogs, you can rough them up a little bit more. It's fine.
But like, I think I'm going to be the same with Pippa as I was with Curly because I see them the same.
Right. Okay. Well, we were completely devastated by the loss of Curly. I mean, for anyone who doesn't know, because a lot of people did want to know, and it's fair enough because a lot of you do sort of grow up with us in a way and watch what we do and get involved with, you know, everything else in our family lives. And Curly, we only had him for 5 and a bit years, I think.
Literally, it was like a month after his birthday or like a few weeks or something.
What a gift, huh? Kidney failure. So that was what happened, was he unfortunately got kidney failure and there was just nothing that could really be done about it.
Well, he's always had it. Basically.
Yeah, it was always there and it just got triggered by something, basically. So if we could have spent all the money in the world to save him, we would have. Unfortunately, these things happen. But again, we were sort of like, it was happening in a week where a lot was going on. We were busy doing things. We had our friend Evie down.
We just got back from holiday.
Tilly just got back from holiday. Like a bunch was going on. And I think the best way that we've always found to deal with stuff like that is just by keeping spirits up, not dwelling too much, but also still, you know, spending time with Curly, because we did get a bit of prior notice to the fact that he was going to have to be put down. So we did get to do something with that. And what we did with that was choose to just torture him.
this is the thing, because the poor fella, right? He was so used to being, like I said, with Freddy, sort of roughed up in a way, but like you would with a cat, whether it be cradling him like a baby or just like throwing him towards a sofa and hoping he lands.
But he loved
it
because again, like I would do this thing where I'd sort of like lift him up and down in the air, almost like getting that dropping feeling, and he'd purr when I did it. And so obviously I wouldn't do it if he like hated it and ran away after I did it, but he was very much up for like being in with everyone, getting, you know, involved,
attention.
About and attention. Yeah. Exactly. He basically loved the attention, but we decided that we wanted paw prints of his. And so that's what I mean by tortured him, was that we were like, right, we're going to get this guy's paw prints if it kills us. But we only had green paint.
Yeah, and we did that process, and I would like to say failed miraculously, and then got to the vets and saw the form said that they would do free paw prints after he had been put down, and we all went, ah.
And they even came in and said, we see you've tried to do it yourself.
Yeah, we're like, yeah, nailed it.
Yeah, so that was a bit embarrassing, but it was.
I hope they use one of his unpainted paws.
You just got a little bit of green in the thing, but you know, it was tough to watch happen because we all myself, Max, Leo, Tilly and Mum all went to the vets, which possibly, I don't know how many people often go to the vets to have their pet put down, but that might have been a fairly high number, all things considered.
It was more like a social gathering.
Yeah,
than
exactly. It was a bit odd.
Being put down, for sure.
But, you know, we like I said, we were trying to keep in high spirits. It was tricky because obviously, you know, we were all pretty devastated, but at the same time, we were here and there cracking jokes. I mean, Leo mentioned that he wanted to get the ashes back, and he was like, why can't we just get them back? And I was like, well, it's probably because, you know, they won't just do one pet at once. Sorry if this is a bit graphic. They won't do one pet at once. They will just cremate a bunch at once.
You've missed a bit of information. They will do one pet at once, but it costs a
lot of money.
Hundreds of pounds. And we were like, nah.
So anyway, the point being was that I was like, you might get like a jungle juice of pets in an urn, but that's not really worth happening. At which point Sarah turns to me and went, all right, Harvey, that's enough. And I was like, yeah, fair enough. I'll shut up.
I will say hers and Mum's crying. Leo's crying kind of made me want to laugh a little bit, but hers and Mum.
That's so uncalled for.
Hers and Mum's crying really, really got me quite close. Like, yeah. I don't know if you
I
guys
know. Looking up to the ceiling.
I was just, like, looking at the ceiling for a few seconds. I was like, no, Max, you can do this. Don't be the weak one in the room. I was like, I'm fine.
But that's interesting that you say that, because I don't think that's necessarily weak. I think that for a lot of people. For me, for example, I often will either just not want to cry or choose maybe not to cry purely because I find more comfort in just holding myself together and just going, okay, you know, for me, that's a lot more, just helps me process it, I think, because I'm not like in pieces about it. I'll always look back on that moment and just think, oh God, what a mess. But that's not to say that then I think that of other people. I just think that about myself. And so I don't know.
How did you feel whilst it was happening? Sorry, Tills. Remember, you have a mic.
Oh, it's all right, Tills. It's all right. It's all right. Do you want to cut around this? Oh,
she's too tired from school.
She's too tired.
Oh, Tills. It's okay.
It's okay.
We're far too abrasive with this topic, I think.
Yeah.
It might have been what I said.
Do you want some water? Tissue?
It's okay, Tills. This is real. This shows that you really loved him. Which we did. We absolutely did. And still do.
What was your favourite thing that Curly did? What was your favourite thing?
I think he was a bit like Pippa. Sorry, I got my knees up again.
No, you're okay. We're not gonna penalise you for knees in this moment. I think we'll probably leave that.
He was very cute. Like, as a cat, I feel like most cats are very don't like humans, kind of. Like, not don't like them, but are kind of a bit more, they're scary.
They
don't
make
go
you
near
earn
them.
The sort of interaction almost, yeah.
But Curly, like, literally everyone knew him, all of our friends and family. Sorry, my nose is a bit blocked now.
Don't worry.
And it was really awkward because I had to put it out there because, like, basically everyone that's ever been to my house, our house, has met Curly. Mm-hmm. Because he literally just runs up to the first person that walks in the door.
You have to earn not getting attention from Curly somehow, which is impossible.
You'd have to do something really impressive for him to not like you. Like, yeah. That was Curly. But and that's the thing, I think. That's why it was a lot harder with him as well, more than anything, because he did have like the love and affection of a dog, but was as cute and as hilarious as a cat. And so that is why I think he was just like the perfect specimen almost. And it is tough because for us, you know, we got an amazing 5 years with him, but at the same time, it feels like that's really not enough. You know, you want more time with that sort of animal, but you get unlucky sometimes and you can't control everything that happens in the world. And so if you can just talk to people and understand, you know, we had an amazing time when we did have him, and that's better than having a shit cat for 15 years.
I just think that I was expecting more time.
Yeah, mm-hmm, for sure.
Because I was definitely expecting the dogs to go first. No offense.
Well, yeah, but that they've been here much longer, so yeah, you would.
Yeah,
definitely Pippa. She's
I mean, I'm literally preparing myself. I've been preparing myself before Curly passed.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So,
nah, Pip's a trooper.
Well, you know what? But this is the thing as well, is that you never know what's going to happen because
now I'm thinking, what if Freddy goes first?
Well, we had a scare that Pippa might not make it that much longer. You know, maybe a few months if she was lucky. She had something that had to be removed. And for whatever reason, she just defied all the odds, had what she needed to be removed, and is still plowing on like nothing happened. And it's like amazing to watch her. But that also to both, you know, our mum's... what's the word? To our mum's merit, she made sure that Pippa's always been very healthy, got enough exercise, well looked after, well loved as well, because I think genuinely loving an animal massively keeps them going so much longer than if you just sort of neglect them and don't pay them much attention. so yeah, with illnesses, however, you can't really do anything about that.
Curly was never healthy anyway because he had a heart problem.
He did, yes. Yeah.
And we kind of always thought that he'd go from that, maybe. Obviously, or old age, but we didn't know how old he'd get to with a heart problem, and he had some other problems as well, tummy problems and stuff.
The weirdest thing for me was, and it's only I'm going to keep this short, but like during the day that we unfortunately had to put him down, Harvey and I had gone to, you know, the Bird World place. And I felt so bad the entire day because we were, you know, going around seeing all these really cute animals. And then the people that were taking us around were like, oh, what time do you guys need to go? And we both sort of went, I think we've got sort of like a 4:30 cutoff. And I think they might have wanted us to stay a little bit longer just to see more.
I think they just felt like, oh, why are they suddenly rushing off kind of thing.
And we were like, I really don't think we should tell them why we're leaving.
They were lovely about it. They were obviously more than accommodating. Yeah. And shout out to the guys at Birdworld. We haven't actually posted our video yet. It might be out by the time this is out. I don't know. But we had a really, really fun time there. And I think, again, that was a really nice thing that we were able to do. I know, sorry, you were at school, but we were lucky that we were sort of able to go and distract ourselves.
I came home before you guys.
It's okay. Sorry, you said something different there, but they are getting a refurbishment. It'll look even better and we'll go back.
We're going to go back to Bird World and see
our favourite penguins.
Penguins and all the others. but yeah, like it was a tricky day that day because we did also think that we were going to have longer than we actually did. It was
because Mum was going to try. Well, we weren't sure if some people were going to come to see him before.
Mm.
But then they didn't end up coming.
Our auntie, to be specific, because our auntie was absolutely infatuated by Curly. Loves cats, always has, and she's, you know, a very sweet lady and would have loved to have seen him, but unfortunately didn't get to because the poor fella stopped eating at one point, and that was sort of the cutoff date, basically. So
it's the tricky reality of it, but you know, he's much healthier and much happier in theory now.
Healthier, I don't know, man.
The word healthy, even when it came out of my mouth, I was like, that's not quite right. But again, I'm not gonna, you know, try and pretend like I've got my head completely screwed on.
He
about
certainly
this
cut because... his calories down, that's for sure.
Sorry, everyone. He put himself on a diet. Yeah. But you know, it's one of those things that happens. And even when he was struggling the most, he was always still himself. Like, don't get me wrong, he was less himself than usual.
He definitely didn't want as much attention.
The last few days he wasn't.
But he didn't turn into like a nasty cat either. He didn't turn into like a, you know, he wasn't intentionally avoiding or ignoring people. He was just like, I'm just going to take a minute on my own.
Well, no, and do you know what? And I'm so sorry, Tills, because it's like really sad stuff I feel for you right now. But what I noticed most, and which is so strange to see in an animal, and I don't know, it's a little bit of my imagination coming into play, but it's sort of like you could kind of tell that he didn't want anyone to particularly see him like that in a way, and just didn't need to be around. Yeah, he just kept sort of hiding himself away to, you know, be at peace for a bit. And not, but it wasn't even, he wasn't trying to hide from us because he didn't want attention. He was just trying to stay out of the way.
Well, that was the really interesting thing as well, was that so... he would go and hide in the pantry that we have in the kitchen, and he wouldn't go to sleep. No. He would go and sit in there and sort of, usually the doors were closed, but if they weren't closed, if they were open, he would just sit there and sort of watch from the little back corner of the pantry, almost like he still wanted to see everything and be involved and all that sort of stuff. But he was just like, I just can't be out right now. Like, I guess the quiet and the sort of coziness of that area was just keeping him a little bit more happy, I guess. I don't know, which I think is, again, nice to know that he was not completely just stressed and discomforted and through the roof, you know, before he went. But, you know, it's nice to be able to talk about him in a way like this, because we get to, you know, air this out and say something about it, but also get to share what an amazing cat he was, because he was brilliant. Like, mm-hmm. we've got probably genuinely more stuff in all of our camera rolls than we do of each other or of our family of Curly.
Mm-hmm.
And that
he's very photogenic.
Well, that just says it all, really, is that, don't get me wrong, I don't want it to sound too much like we're all just obsessed with seeing the world through our phones, but 9 times out of 10, you could walk into a room and Curly was doing something worth filming because it was just hilarious or even just worth taking a picture of. Like, he would always drink out of a glass. He would rather drink out of a glass and shove his head down it than do anything else, because he just, I don't know, he was just mental.
Singing cardboard boxes.
And he would also like to drink out of the puddle rather than the actual drinking bowl.
Yes, yep. Because he's a dirty fella.
Maybe that's what triggered it. He might have got a bad plot.
Yeah. But anyway, we wanted to also say thanks to everyone who reached out when they saw us post about it, because it was nice to hear a bunch of you guys saying nice things and also saying things that you guys knew about him. Because as mental as it is, obviously, you know, people in the real world lose parents and sisters and brothers and loved ones, and that is unreal in terms of, like, dealing with grief. But even just something as simple as a cat that you had for 5 years can make as much of a difference in your life as mm-hmm. a human. And don't get me wrong, it doesn't happen all the time, but with Curly, it was just completely unreal. So yeah, it was a little bit like losing a family member, because he was. But anyway.
Rest in peace, Curly.
Yeah, RIP Curly. Big shout outs to Curly. And now we've got to find a way to dig ourselves out of this hole, because otherwise there is absolutely no way of turning this back into a regular podcast.
Well, I might as well sort of pitch in that Christmas is coming, everybody. Ding, yeah. Ding, ding.
This is Merry bing, Christmas bong, news, bing, isn't it?
Bing, 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 bing.
We could have done this like a different time, but we...
Yeah, we might have done this the wrong way around.
Do you want to take a second, or are you all right?
I'm good.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Christmas, Christmas, Christmas!
God, even that concerned me.
So, Tills, are you excited this year?
Yeah.
For Sandy Claus to come and give you a stocking and cook... Wait, what does he do again?
I don't think he gives you cookies. I think you're meant to give him cookies.
Are you going to give Santa Claus anything this year?
I heard he wants... give the reindeer some
I heard he
carrots.
Wants a Rolex.
Santa will only stop if you have a gift of monetary value higher than 11 grand.
Yeah.
I think that's like the base of most Rolexes. Yeah. Are you actually excited for it still, or have you sort of passed that now?
I mean, I am, because I'm excited to give you guys your presents.
Oh.
Yeah, so this is really interesting to me, and you were talking about this the other day, so I've just got a can now. I was thinking, because I was going to ask you, like, have you asked for anything? You haven't written a letter because you're 13. But what is it that made you suddenly decide that you wanted to just go all out this year? Because you were, sort of went parading around the house going, right, I'm getting everyone the best presents. I'm going to be the king of Christmas this year.
I did the opposite.
Not say that.
I was like, everyone, I've spent so much money on you in the past few years. You're getting not nothing. I'm getting everyone something. But like, I was like, I'm reining it back this year.
Leo will be lucky if I shit in his pillow.
Well, like, you know, I think you may or may not know your present.
I do, yes, because you sort of tried to keep it quiet, but
hey,
honestly, the problem
I
is
tried.
That, right.
He didn't.
I think I said this on a previous podcast, did I not? That if you're going to get someone a gift, you should know roughly what to get them. And I am a bit of a knob about this. Maybe I haven't said it on a podcast. Maybe I just said it in person.
Don't
but either way, I'm not going to be so much of a dick that I don't tell anyone. But I also think that there is an element to which people should just be slightly surprised by something, because otherwise it's like, you might as well not give them a gift, you might as well have just given them the money for it. But I don't know. That's
okay,
me.
Fine.
Being...
I won't give you your other thing then.
Well, sorry. Yeah. Thanks. I don't mean to sound ungrateful because I truly am. But I just, you know, for me, the excitement
Wait,
of gift giving.
You are ungrateful.
No. What?
You said I don't mean to sound ungrateful, but I truly am.
No. No, I truly am grateful. Was what I meant. Yeah. No, but
was I the only one who's heard that?
Ping ponging right now.
Yeah. Listen. My point is good. Because the excitement for me of gift giving is to give someone that they weren't expecting but are happy with. For me, yeah, that's so, otherwise I'd be like, I don't get anything out of that. They knew what was coming, so I'm just like, oh. Do you know what I mean? Does that not feel a bit like
personally, couldn't care less.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, but you're surprised by something to do with it.
Hmm?
You don't know which ones.
Well, yeah, no. I'm not saying that specific. I'm not talking about the situation between us, because you're right. I won't know what specifically you've gotten for me. But my point being is that...
I'm going to give you the other thing for your birthday.
So obviously we know what you're getting for people, or rather what you're sort of doing for Christmas in terms of going all out.
I've got completely different stuff for everyone.
But do you have anything in particular that you're sort of like, you know, fingers crossed?
I thought you said mine and Leo's were quite similar.
No, I changed it.
Oh, fine.
Did you get him something different or Leo something
different?
He's got
Leo mud.
Mud in a bowl.
Yeah. I'll tell you later, but I don't know. I feel like Max is annoyingly smart, so I don't really want to say anything in front of Max. That's...
Trust me, Max and annoyingly smart are not in the same
sentence
ever.
No, I'll take it. You crack up with that.
He could figure it out if I, like, there's some, he just could.
Oh, if you said too much.
Yeah, so I'm not really going to say anything in front of him.
So, okay, back to what you want. Is there anything that you're sort of like... holding out for? Is there, I mean, listen, I haven't actually
from
got
you guys.
I haven't got your present yet.
We need to
I was
to
just gonna it. Get I was just gonna get my own.
No.
Oh, okay.
We need to do a joint. Well, actually, it depends how much it is, but
I think mum's already told you.
Yeah, yeah. And that pissed me off, and I'm like, I'm doing my own thing.
Oh, okay, fine.
But I'll look at it. I'll look at, do you know what it is?
The sister charm.
Well, now it's not cute, is it? Because someone else told us to get it. So it's like...
I asked mum to ask you guys.
Oh, right. Oh,
I'll
okay.
I'll do it.
Well, I was...
That's the only thing I wanted from you
but
guys.
But I think she wants you to chip in because it's sister. That's kind of the point. Otherwise, it's...
Well, you
I
don't,
mean, there's at least the favourite brother, but
I said
then it's
to
Leo
mum, I
sort
said,
of countering
I said
that.
To mum, I don't mind who it's from. If it's from two of them, if it's from all three of them... If I
all
said
right,
to mum,
how much?
I actually don't know.
Okay.
We'll sort it. It's fine. But that's my point, is that now we've just discussed what we're getting you for Christmas. So like, you know, and it's like pointless. Anyway, it's not pointless.
Well,
you
don't have to get
it
for me. You guys could get it for me for my birthday and then I'd forget.
Well, yeah, but then we got things for Christmas and I kind of can't be asked. I'm joking. But yeah, like I've been doing my Christmas shopping early because I always leave it to the last minute, and then Paul's birthday comes around the corner.
Yeah.
I'm just like, no, oh,
but
no.
The thing is, his creeps up out of nowhere because it's Christmas and then it's ours, and everyone sort of pairs Christmas and ours, and then 6 days later, Paul creeps up and it's, oh, fuck's sake.
We didn't
get
Paul
anything.
As
well. And then you're just sort of scrabbling around for whatever you can find in the back.
Usually
cabinets.
Alcohol.
Well,
yeah.
I said to mum because I thought your guys' presents were really good. Like, obviously, well, I was going to get you something... like really good, but then I decided on two different presents because mum said to me, I said maybe I should just give it to them as like what I've done for you basically, so your main present but it's for your birthday. And she went, well, no, because my birthday's in February and everybody used to do that for me and I just really didn't like it and I will always be against that. I will always
what,
be
pairing,
against...
Pairing Christmas and birthday presents. And you know what?
I think that's a bit mental for February.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah. And that's the thing. If people were pairing a Christmas and a February birthday, I would be pissed off. I'm like, that's valid.
Ours is 6 days
I
apart.
Get annoyed if someone who maybe would have made an effort goes, oh, I just paired... Christmas and your birthday and then made like the effort that they would have made for one present. And I'm kind of like, oh, well, that's just a bit crap. But equally, I don't care that much about the thing in the first place anyway.
I also don't care, but sort of going off the back of that is that if someone has, you know, either put a lot of thought or money into a present, then it's like, it is fine. Yeah, absolutely.
Fair enough.
That Christmas
and
birthday, it's like, who cares?
Yes.
That's our fault for being born then, I suppose.
Yeah, we should have been a month later. But we are twins, to be fair, so it's kind of, we didn't have much control over that. But yeah, so anyway, Christmas coming up, we're going to have a bunch more. We're going to decorate
the
studio.
Should I pair Mum's birthday and Christmas presents just to annoy her?
Yeah, that would be
give
really
it to
funny.
Her on Christmas and go, I'm really sorry. You
this is also
birthday
your birthday.
Present.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No,
she'll
you should
that.
Give it to her and tell her she has to wait until February to open it.
So she gets the present.
I haven't got
on
anything
Christmas.
For Dad yet. Have you guys got anything for Dad?
Yes, I have, but he watches this religiously, so I'm not going to tell you what it is.
Facts. I bought him a lot of coffee. Coffee beans specifically.
Oh yeah, he loves those. Mm. Yeah, I see him sometimes. I go into the living room and I just see him eating them like out of a bowl of like nut bowl, but it's coffee beans.
Yeah, no, he requested them like 7 times. He's never drunk coffee in his life, by the way, but he genuinely would not stop talking about coffee to me the other night, and I was like, cool, I'll get you loads of coffee. Oh my god, something I bought this morning, I think, maybe it was yesterday. I was watching a video and I saw this like really posh popcorn, and so I
is this for Paul as well?
No, for me. To be fair, I could give Paul some posh popcorn, but
he can mix it in with the coffee beans.
Yeah, exactly.
Get him some cigarette butts as well, and he'll love it.
But it's like phenomenally flavored, phenomenally flavored popcorn. I won't say the name because that's free promotion. But
what flavor?
Like Tills, I spent too much money. Think about how much money you should spend on popcorn.
It's a weird flavour.
£5?
£5.
For like a packet.
What's the size of the popcorn? Like what?
Well, I got...
Like the bag.
I think I got two... They're called sheds, so that essentially is the promotion. And then
two sheds of popcorn.
Yeah, two. It's not a full shed.
Yeah, wait, what are you like measuring this in?
It's like a little box, but like... Yay,
is it shaped like a shed?
Big, yeah.
Oh, that's kind
of
cool.
And then like a 7-bag pack of different flavors.
Okay,
so
we just
want to
know the
flavors.
Price.
It was like £30 for all the popcorn. It's too much for popcorn.
You don't need that much popcorn.
No.
It's only like £3 or £4 a thing.
But I kept seeing flavors and I was like, oh, I want to try that one. Oh, I want to try that one.
What flavors did you get?
I got Millionaire Shortbread, toasted marshmallows.
Oh, that might be nice.
And then the 7-pack, there's like a berry one, red very velvet, cookies and cream, butterscotch.
You are absolutely promoting the crap out of this company you weren't going to promote.
Yeah, that's very true.
But I like
it. It might be shit. I've not tried it yet,
I don't know. But it might be good.
Yeah, I did see it and I was like, oh, I do want to try that. So yeah.
You're a victim to the advertising machine, which I can only assume is Instagram.
Do you know what? And it's the first time that it's happened to me in like the past 6 months. Cause I used to be horrendous for like seeing stuff, whether it be clothes or whatever, and just buying it. But now I'm like,
these used to get packages sent to our house every day.
That was in lockdown, to be fair. And it was quite bad, especially this guy.
Well. I had an addiction.
Yeah.
It was the only thing getting me by, to be honest. But like,
it was pretty bleak.
Everything else was just pissing me off. So it was like the one thing, the one happiness, the one bit of joy was like, oh, a package.
What's the worst purchase you've made ever, Tills? You can have some time to think about it. What's the worst purchase you've made?
I double bought something.
Oh, mate, I bought a Supreme kite.
Really? A kite?
Yeah, I've never used it. I don't know. Like, there's so many things I haven't used.
Yeah, I think my worst Supreme one is like the swimming cap or something, because I don't even like swimming.
No, but that wasn't...
No. One of you bought a fire extinguisher from Supreme.
No, we didn't, because that would have been
one,
awesome.
And I would have had four.
I would have literally bought all of them if they did that.
Wait, one of you had a fire extinguisher?
I did buy a fire extinguisher, yes.
Did you?
That's your worst purchase.
We took it to the park.
Yeah. That was bizarre.
It was a good purchase.
I thought it was a Supreme one. I don't know why.
No, it was just red.
That's your worst purchase.
Your double bought thing was my gift, wasn't it?
Well, no. That's actually my second double bought thing.
I once bought 1,000 Eucharist wafers.
You did.
My first double bought thing was the White Fox hoodie.
Oh, you bought the same hoodie twice? Oh, dear.
Can we get back to the Eucharist wafers?
We can get back to
the
Eucharist wafers.
It was the most Christian website I've ever been on in my life. It was like, I'm pretty sure they even like had a funny, it was like Christian Amazon or something like that. And you could just buy like a bunch of different things, like the cups for the wine and like the, I don't know, like a bunch of other things that you'd have. And then you could just buy like in
probably about
the
50 donation tabs now.
I don't know, but like,
donate to the church.
Well, maybe, but it was more of a no, because they didn't have like a specific church that they represented. They just made stuff for churches. So I was like, I just want Eucharist wafers. So okay. I bought them.
were they everything you thought they would be?
Yeah, I used to, this was like years ago, by the way, so sometimes I'd just put them in a little bag and take some to school.
Blessing all your friends.
Snack.
Father Harvey.
Everyone else is eating their like squares or their like Monster Munch. And I'm there to give them Eucharist wafers.
Reverend.
Put them in a sandwich, just like give it a bit of crunch.
Have a little like bottle of holy water, splash that at people, yeah. Dash a Eucharist wafer.
And if anyone has a problem with that, I don't care. So, there you go.
They're allowed to be bought, to be fair.
Yeah, exactly. Don't care. I hate a lot of things. Eucharist wafers not being one. But I'm bringing it back because, oh boy, am I excited. We got a fourth rendition.
Too many.
Of Harvey Hates Everything.
People want the Would You Rathers back, by the way.
Yeah, it's not happening.
I saw that.
It's not.
They don't want this.
No, they don't care for this at all.
Tilly Loves Everything.
Okay, we can get to that.
I like Tilly Loves Everything.
But I've got a good one, okay? Because...
thing is, I think you're both going to agree with mine. So it's a bit...
the thing that you love.
Interesting, yeah.
All right, well, we'll find out, I guess. But let's do one thing at a time, please, shall we? So...
all right, Mr. Non-Interesting.
Yeah,
literally,
yeah,
nobody
but
wants
you. You haven't even heard what I've got to say yet.
Nobody wants to.
Stop. I do.
Ladies. So, the thing I hate... is football hooligans or rather just football people. So, and let me explain
before people get upset
because the football hooligans are the thing that I hate. Mm-hmm. The thing I'm confused by is football people because I get, right, the love of the sport, the excitement of it when it's happening, the my team's better than your team rivalry and all of that, right? But when you boil it down to it, you are fighting over a thing that you basically have no say over. Like, you're like, okay, so there is argument for that. There is argument for that. But people will come out of football matches and get themselves arrested. What are you looking at?
Yeah.
I thought you guys were brunette, but both of your hair is black.
I'm talking about football hooligans.
Thank you, Tilly.
So if you'd like to just wrap that up quickly and we can carry on with my thing.
Especially yours.
Thanks.
Did you dye it?
Well, it's been damaged a lot, so it's probably just like coming out of my scalp.
Quite a lot thinner right now as well.
But I don't know. I don't know. But anyway, the point I wanted to get to was that I obviously don't mind when people are really excited about a thing and want to wear the shirt and want to get involved and want to get excited. That's fine.
It's not what you said the other week, but I'll allow it.
Wait. What I do... have a weird thing about, and again, I can kind of see it, but it still frustrates me, is when you'll say to someone, oh, do you want to like put this on, or do you want to put this coat on, or do you want to wear that shirt or whatever? It's like, I won't wear anything blue. I can't wear blue.
And Paul, I'm like, Mills would not get his car in blue because it was like
exactly.
Chelsea or something.
He won't wear blue. He won't get anything in blue. If a drink was blue, he'd probably avoid it.
I asked him the other
it.
Day, I go, there was this like White Fox, like kind of jersey type top or something. And I was like, oh, like, they have it in red and blue and grey. I might go for the red or blue because I don't like how I look in red. So I was like, I probably won't get the red one. He goes, don't you dare get the baby blue one. That looks like Man City. I will not be seen out with you wearing that.
Exactly. And that's kind of the point. I mean, you absolutely smashed the Paul impression there, by the way. But my point is like, you can't, you know, you can't choose what colours certain things are going to be, and like you shouldn't stop. I mean, don't get me wrong, you have free will, like you can do what you want. But then when you get to a football match and you see someone in the opposite shirt and you're just like, oh, I want to kill him. And it's like, you don't even know him. They might have cured something last week. You don't know that. Like,
well, also, it's that most of them are the same because when Dad goes wanted his car in red because of Man U, Leo goes, yeah, but that's also the Liverpool colour.
Mm-hmm. And then even then you'll have conversation with people and like someone will go, oh, what team do you support? And they're like, oh, Liverpool. And you're like, ugh, what an idiot. You support Liverpool. Like, I don't get me wrong, I've probably said it in the past just because it's funny, but I don't care about any of it really. Yeah. So I'm just like...
I would like to say that
I knew you would.
Yeah. I am not to that level. So am I not allowed to say what I would like to say? Please and thank you, Mr. Dick.
Get out on a t-shirt.
I don't care about colour.
Me next.
I might get arrested.
You guys missed that.
Sorry. Wait, what?
Don't worry.
You don't like colour?
I don't care about colour. Oh, right. Actually, that doesn't sound right either.
I don't see colour.
Yeah, I don't see colour. But in terms of like football colours, I do not care. I will wear whatever colour I want. I've actually even worn other teams' kits and stuff. You probably wouldn't catch me. No, I say probably. You wouldn't catch me in a Liverpool kit. You wouldn't catch me in any other Premier League team kit, basically. I would wear a kit from another league.
Hey, you wore Tottenham. You wear Tottenham stuff.
You do wear Tottenham
kit.
Okay.
That's what I just said. So when it comes to merch.
Yeah, but it's like, obviously you're not going to go buy yourself another kit. But like, if you get given another, like, if you were given a Tottenham shirt, you probably wear it.
So this is the thing. If I was going to play football because I'm doing the thing that I love and I support a team for, I wouldn't have a Liverpool top on because what's the point? But when I'm like out and about and we've worked with other companies like Tottenham, and to be fair, we've not worked with many other football teams.
Wear your Tottenham one at home.
Oh, bloody Lake Como football team. They sent us a T-shirt. I would wear that because it's Serie A. I don't care about that league. Like they're not...
We do care about that league if they were interested.
I mean, we do. They're great, yeah. And I would actually love to go see a game, to be fair, because they look like quite an exciting team. Anyway, I will wear the merch, especially if it's been given to me for free, because it's free clothes. Like, why? It doesn't matter to me that much if it's got a little,
So you wouldn't mind if I borrowed it?
No, that'd be fine. Like, I must admit, I probably, like, if I was going to an event or something, I wouldn't, like, be photographed in a Tottenham thing, because it's just not who I support. But in terms of colours, couldn't care less. I think that is ridiculous.
But do you care who I support?
I'd prefer you supported United, but you're your own agent.
Dad seems
I don't
to care.
Think you like football enough to make your own decision, though. So,
So I just wanted to also weigh in again, because obviously the wearing the kits and all that sort of stuff is one side of it. But I do have another side of it that I wanted to make a point about, because again, and this isn't true for everyone, so I am being a little bit harsh here, but it is a majority of people who maybe support football teams or watch football or are heavily invested in football will absolutely turn, you know, on the other foot and go, wow, you're embarrassing because you like Taylor Swift that much. Mm. And it's like, yeah, you fantasize over a group of 11 sweaty men running around and kicking stuff. Like, put them on like a weighing scale. And, you know, pros and cons, and or rather say them as, you know, factually as they are. And you actually realize that you've probably got more reason to like Taylor Swift than you do for the footballers. But it's personal preferences.
Exactly.
It's what you prefer to watch. And that's fine. I just think far too many people.
I like the 11 sweaty men.
Far too many people give Taylor Swift fans shit who, you know, Taylor Swift fans are crazy for the most part. But
Wait,
they're lovely,
really
I'm sure.
Weird. But, huh? Well, I just said sounded really weird. I like that he phrased it like that. You don't
like 11 sweaty men. Thanks for clearing that up. anyway, the point being that I'm not on either side of this. I'm not a massive Taylor Swift fan, and I'm not a fan of football, so I can quite happily sit in the middle and make this argument.
So what the fuck do you hate?
I hate the people that think they're entitled because of what football team they support.
I'm saying,
like, no,
I don't think Taylor Swift fans give football fans as much shit as football fans give Taylor Swift fans. I think that fans, people who are obsessed with football, will look down on people who like obsess over Taylor Swift or anyone. Taylor Swift's just the example, but they won't realize that they're doing that themselves, just in a different context.
Also, do you not think that some football fans harm more people than Taylor Swift fans?
Well, for sure, yeah, but again that's just one of the many arguments that you could make.
I've seen some pretty nasty mosh pits at Taylor concerts, to be honest.
It gets raucous, yeah. But anyway I want to make it clear that I don't actually hate people who like football. That's not the point I'm making. I hate the idea that you couldn't possibly get along with a fan of like Man City if you support Man United, or that you
think
think that someone who supports something like Taylor Swift or like Coldplay or like anyone like that is mental and they're an insane person, but then you support 11 sweaty men. Do you know what I mean? It boils down to that.
What I will say is I think it's very slowly but somewhat progressively growing out of that.
I agree with that, sort of
learning, you know, more about each other in terms of social media. Back in the day, football hooligans barely had phones, so all they knew was to hate the opposition.
Yeah,
that was it. It was go to work,
earn your money, buy your, you know, season ticket and hate.
Down with Liverpool.
Yeah, exactly. So, but, you know, it's a lot more progressive now. I think a lot more people literally do just go, like me, because they love watching the sport. I actually, most of the time, couldn't really care who I'm watching. I'd rather watch United or England. But realistically, if I'm going to a football game, I'm going to enjoy myself because yeah. it's something I enjoy watching.
And that's the thing that I've had. I've been to football games and like I said, I'm not like the world's biggest fan of football. But every time I go, I love going. And sometimes it is fun to support the underdog because it's just like we went to the England-Finland game.
Not when it's Finland against our own country.
And I was like, let's go Finland. Come on. And there's like three other people with me. And I'm just like, this is brilliant. But yeah, anyway.
Should we take
thoughts?
Our vote?
Yeah.
I do.
Quicker.
Sorry. I do hate the hooligans, yeah.
Wow. So yeah?
Yeah.
That's all of us. That means it goes into the bin.
I think we're going to be the same with mine as well.
Make it speedy because we've also got a comment shout
Tilly
out.
Tilly loves everything. And I think this will be quite quickly over. Tilly loves... Can I have a drum roll?
Yeah, that's it. There you go.
Curly!
Yes, I agree with that. That's brilliant. That's fantastic. That is a very wholesome way to wrap up. Well done, Tilly. We can. I don't think we really need to make much argument for that. I can very much get behind that ideology. And
I was gonna say.
What are you gonna say? Well, actually, I don't.
No. I was gonna say the only argument. No.
What is it? He went and died.
Yeah.
Okay. What a knob.
No, not like that. It's like the only argument that it is that he is no longer with us.
Right. Okay. Yeah. That's fair enough. We don't love that. Accurate.
We do love Curly.
I'm going to try and move on now.
Comment.
We've got a comment shout out. We've got two comment shout outs, but I'll rattle through them really quickly. Because the first one is Cosmo Gaming, Cosmo Gaming 1494, sorry, who says, this is the first podcast I've ever watched and you guys are hilarious. Whenever you guys post, it makes my whole day. And then said, Harvey is my favorite, but Max and Tilly are not too far behind.
Of course he chose
that. And then I chose another one just to make sure that we didn't get any trouble.
Whatever,
and this is from Tansy Smithson, who said, mainly a question for me. We will annoy everyone else.
What's the point in us being here?
But what's your favourite roller coaster Alton Towers was the question. If you answer it, it's fine. If not, it's fine.
Max,
but mine's Wicker Man.
I have a question.
Also Wicker Man.
You.
Go on.
Who is your now favourite pet?
Oh God. Should we wrap up?
Dobby?
Thanks for watching.
Thanks so much for watching, everyone. We've been
before?
Max and Harvey.
Yeah.
Make sure you like and subscribe. Please do subscribe because it means a lot and it helps us massively. And we will see you on the next one, which is always at Saturday at 8 p.m. UK time. I've been Harvey, that's Max, and that's Tilly. We'll see you later.
I've been Tilly, that's Max, that's Harvey for a change.
Your knee is still in front of your face.
It's the end.
Cameras are still on.